All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
We got Jim's the director over here.
Rolling. All right, we're live. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Wheel Wednesday podcast. I'm Nick. This is Scott. And we are coming live from SEMA.
It's true.
We did it, Scott. We're here. We're at SEMA.
We're here. Feel? Stressed.
We have to wait for these people to pass now.
No, we don't. Keep going.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, we're good.
I can't hear it because we're not wearing headphones. So I don't
we're
know.
We're fine.
Okay.
So we're live here at SEMA. It's kind of been one of those stressful parts of the week. Setup is always a task. We show up on Saturday. Nothing is done. It's bare carpet. And we have to kind of double-check things, make sure we get the booth structure set up, which you probably have seen a bunch of times by now. And, hang all the wheels, make sure we know what we're doing as far as which wheels are going up, which wheels are getting displayed. Sometimes it's the first time we're actually seeing new wheels and new products. So that's pretty interesting. You know, like we spend months and months developing product, designing product, and we have good renderings of it. But by the time we actually get molds produced and finished and product actually pumped out of those molds, this is often the first time that we're seeing the wheel with actual finishes on it and stuff like that. So, you know, look, I mean, I feel pretty happy about what came out.
I was about to say, how do you feel about the wheels and how they came out?
I feel pretty good. I think that whenever you get down to this point, is there somebody behind us?
No, he was about to.
I think that whenever you get down to this point and you see a new product, you have a few reactions. One, you're happy, or sometimes you're happy with, you know, how things came out. And then other times, I think you really start to see the nitpicky details that you wish you had.
You noticed before or thought about before when you were designing the wheel.
Right. So, you know, some of those things will be able to change and there will be some opportunity to make modifications that could, you know, will potentially end up on the wheel in production. And sometimes not. Sometimes you're just too far down that path and there's just nothing you can do about it.
So you just put the wheel out anyway, like that?
It depends what it is. I mean, most of the stuff we're talking about is aesthetics and styling. And, you know, a good example that you'll kind of get a preview here on the podcast is our new countergram. It has a dual lightning hole PCD, which is kind of similar to what you've seen on wheels like the Hypergram. In this wheel, I don't know that we're all feeling it. So we may go to a single hole lightning hole in the PCD area, and that's something that may happen afterward. But, you know, the good news is that doesn't really affect anything. The weight is very minuscule. There's a bunch of foreign language coming through. I don't know if anybody can hear that. So we're taking a pause.
It's a Spanish security warning.
I don't speak Spanish.
I understand every enough. Seven words.
Yep.
If you need assistance, contact security.
Yep. Every day.
24 hours. Every day.
This is a long message.
Well,
is
if I
repeat.
Well, if
can
I
we just keep going, you think we'll be okay?
If I had headphones, I would know. Oh, now you want the headphones. All right, Scott.
No.
Oh, she stopped. Okay.
All right. So, sometimes, you know, we'll have the opportunity to be able to change things, and other times we won't. So that dual lightning hole PCD thing, it's possible that when you get the actual production wheel, there'll be a single lightning hole PCD. You know, I don't know. Sometimes it bothers us more than others, but it doesn't matter. We're going live.
I'm laughing so hard that of all times that's.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of background noise.
Yeah, it's all right.
Because we'll
talk louder.
People are moving around. So, yeah, so there's things like that. And there's also the hardest part of making new wheels, I think, besides, you know, kind of the QC and getting the right specifications a lot of times, has to do with finishes.
So now, does every wheel that we have on display end up going into production? Or is it kind of like a test?
No, so every wheel design will go into production. As far as every wheel finish, sometimes no. Sometimes we'll get to a point where we'll look at a wheel and we'll realize that it's just not going to be, it's not the right thing. You know, I mean, we pick these finishes, and sometimes when we really have time to look at it in person and really kind of...
see how it actually looks, as opposed to like a rendering on the computer.
Yeah. So, or pictures, you know, right off the line. So sometimes we'll make modifications and change finishes, and that happens. So sometimes, there may be a change, but as far as the actual design, it will be fairly close to what we, you know, what we have up on those pages. And if you haven't checked it out by now, head over to Koenig2020.com and you can actually click the new products and kind of roll through each brand's new products and see kind of what the wheels and the rough specifications are. We don't have details as far as exact weights, and we don't have details as far as all the PCDs and the part numbers, but the sizing is there. So for the most part, it gives you a good idea as to what we are going to be offering. The only thing subject to probably change at this point might be a few small cosmetic changes and possibly the finishes, as far as, you know, not major finishes. And most of the time we're pretty close. So I think on the Countergram we're pretty close. I think on the Hexaform, which is the six spoke wheel,
right,
we're pretty close. The Avanti wheel that we had just put out, Avanti Racing is one of our lines, that's going to probably change a little bit as far as finish. But for the most part we're pretty close.
So, all right, so let's talk about the new wheels that we have here.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about the two actual new wheels we have and then the new finish that we have on these two bad boys behind us.
Sure. So we released two Flowform wheels in Koenig. One is the Countergram, and the other one is the Hexaform. Hexaform is a six-spoke design, and it has an A and B profile. And the Countergram is a nine-spoke design, and it also has an ABM profile. You're looking to see these in 15-inch, 17-inch, 18-inch, and the Countergram, I believe, is going to be 15, 17, 18, 19. So sometimes that might be...
Any reason for skipping 16?
You know, it's a good question. I mean, you know, we've traditionally haven't seen some of that Flowform market be huge in the 16 stuff. You know, it always comes down to a question for us with 16-inch wheels, where is going to be that target, right? Because we have two choices when we make some of these wheels. In 16-inch, you have a weird, you know, in 15-inch, it's kind of, you always run into that thing where most of the cars are going to be 400.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're able to make the 15-inch wheel lighter because it doesn't need a higher load rating or load capacity.
Right.
When you start to get into wheels like 16-inch, you now start to enter into some of the cars that may want them in 5-lug. And those cars take a higher load rating, right? So if you make them, if you make the wheel and to be able to be drilled 5-lug, the problem that you could run into is that it's going to be now for the 4-lug cars, it can't be as light as it could be if you didn't make
it in 5-lug.
Because
they're built for the proper load rating
for a 5-lug.
For a 5-lug car.
Yeah. So it's just something that, you know, and we've seen kind of with a lot of the Flowform products specifically. Our main line has plenty of 16-inch stuff, but with a Flowform line specifically, that just with the extra, you know, cost, that 16 hasn't been a huge popular choice. We did it in the Freeform in 400 and 4108. So I don't know. It, you know, never know. We may end up popping a 16-inch mold, but right now I'm not sure.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, you won. Right.
We know where that question came from.
And then you mentioned the two Supras behind us.
Right. So this is a new colorway on the Hypergrams, correct?
Yeah. So right now, I mean, you know, again, you know, subject to slight modification possibly, but right now we did put a Hypergram out that is a machine lip, which we don't have one of those in the Hypergram, you know, model. And it has a dark metallic graphite center. So we have those on both the A90 Supra that's, you know, off to your left.
This and the yellow one, which would be screen right, technically.
Screen right. And Trevor from Motion Auto TV on YouTube.
His Supra's right here.
Yep. He's running the Hypergram also in that same finish.
Nice.
So they're both, the cars are running 18x11s in the rear and 18.5s in the front. And so,
and if you're listening to this on iTunes, head over to YouTube because I will be overlaying footage of both of these cars.
Right.
And also, everybody will probably have already seen them by the time we drop this because
on
it will
Instagram.
Be all over our Instagram.
Yeah, so if you haven't checked out Instagram by now, it's a good time to go over there, look at some of the new product pictures that we've put up, and to look at the vehicles and different things that are kind of Nick's been trying to put some stuff in the story and also put some stuff in the feed.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, you know, we have both cars are really good looking. You know, let us know what you think about the wheels. Let us know what you think about the finishes. So, I don't know. What else?
I don't know. Let's run through some of the stuff we have going on later. Well, today and tomorrow.
So, today...
Later today,
you have Trevor from Motion Auto. He'll be swinging through 2 to 3 p.m. to do a signing. So if you are at the show and you're seeing this, swing through. Meet Trevor, hang out, get an autograph, ask him about his car and mods, things that I probably can't answer successfully, or go to his YouTube channel.
Right. And then tomorrow we have Chris from Beast for Build,
right.
who's gonna come here.
Yeah, he's here from 1 to 3.
Also.
1 to 3, and last year, I will say, if you're here at SEMA, get here early, because last year, I've never seen anything quite like it. Chris had a line that went, I mean, for a solid 2 hours, went, it just didn't stop. So, and he's
That's
pretty,
crazy.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, he's pretty genuine, and he really spends time with each person and takes pictures and talks to them and stuff like that. So, so if you're in town and you're going to be at the show, swing through and say hello to Chris. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if you head over to Koenig2020.com, you can look at all the new product and different things that we have up, and you can let us know. And, you know, if you're on YouTube, go ahead and drop a comment below. Let us know what you think about the wheels, what you like, what you don't like, what finishes, what sizes, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll comment back on you, you know? So, do you think of anything, else?
I guess that's it. I mean, we've already spoken about the stressfulness of setting up for a SEMA event.
Yeah, you know, and maybe...
How was it this weekend, setting up for it?
It went smoother. I think it went smoother than not. I mean, there's always going to be issues. You know, the carpet, we had a carpet issue, we had an electrical issue, they put the electrical in the wrong place, stuff like
right.
that. Things that we can't fix, but, you know, little tape, a little cutting, a little squeegeeing, and things sort of...
Make it
and
work.
And make it show ready, and that's kind of where we're at. So, I don't know, maybe next week we'll figure out a way to drop something that would kind of talk about that if anybody cares or not. But anyhow, so I think that's going to be it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's it.
Okay.
I mean, we're already dropping a lot of content on Instagram.
Yeah.
And we're bound to have stuff on YouTube as early as next week.
Yep.
So, you know, guys, check that out if you want to see more of our SEMA. We're going to trying to do a behind-the-scenes vlog.
Yep.
Which Scott
is failing at miserably.
Needs to contribute
more to. I don't like recording
to.
Myself. Honestly, I'm not a big fan even of this.
It's okay. We'll see if we drop that. It's
yeah.
been put in the air, so we should
but,
drop that. That's
so,
going to be funny.
Yeah, so keep in tune for that. And then the other thing that you may want to keep looking for if you haven't yet is make sure that you stay. If you're not going to be at SEMA and you want to see that signing, we will be going live during both signings so you can kind of you know, see what's going on and see what the atmosphere is like during a signing. And if you have questions for Trevor or Chris, you could throw them in there. We'll do our best to try to, you know, get them to answer some of them, but I don't know how much time we'll have with them because we're trying to get everybody's stuff signed. So, I don't know. Thanks for coming along. We enjoy having you here, and I guess
that's it.
I guess we'll catch you next Wednesday. For more info on the podcast, head over to KoenigWheels.com/podcast. And that's it. Till next Wednesday. Take care.